नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णभ्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग दिस चैप्टर 21 प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ हियरिंग। So, Pranada has come after a long time. एक छोटा सा एक रिकॉर्ड कर देता हूँ। चलेगा। बाकी सब आते आते मैं तुरंत 40 सेकंड्स लेके शुरू करता हूँ।
क्विक।
एकदम क्विक ओवरव्यू। चलेगा। शुरुआत में जो बोलते हैं वही करेंगे। So, in this chapter he mentions that hearing is of many types, four types predominantly. So he says that these four types of hearing are incidental hearing, purposeful hearing, practiced hearing and specific hearing. Notes kuch lo man kyunki main fatafat bhagne wala. So incidental hearing matlab vidyapeeth type jo hum regularly one by one pad rahe hain. जैसे व्हेन यू आर रीडिंग भीष्मदेव प्रेयर्स ही इज टॉकिंग अबाउट द गोपीज ग्लोरीफाइंग द गोपीज। ऐसा नहीं है कि हम सीधा 10th कैंटो में जाके गोपीज के ऊपर पढ़ने वाले हैं। उसमें जितना लिखा है उतना पढ़ के जाएंगे। सो फॉर अ बिगिनर दिस इज द मोस्ट बोनाफाइड फॉर्म ऑफ स्टडीइंग फॉर व्हिच प्रभुपाद रेकमेंडेड टू एवरीवन। द सेकंड काइंड ऑफ हियरिंग और रीडिंग इज पर्पसफुल हियरिंग। पर्पसफुल हियरिंग मीन्स the person is reading, he comes to Bhishmadev's prayers, he notices, he mentions about the gopis and Prabhupada glorifies the gopis as the best amongst the devotees. So immediately he will go to 10th canto and read about Krishna's dealings with the gopis. This is very good provided the person who is doing it is qualified to do it. Here we are talking about hearing must be according to one's qualification. The third kind of hearing is practiced hearing. In practiced hearing, the person hears particular topics only so that he can meditate on it during the day. This is specifically applied for Raganuga Sadhakas. Jo apna apna jo aspiration hai unka, मतलब कोई भी रसा हो उसके हिसाब से दे विल हियर स्पेसिफिक थिंग्स एंड दे विल मेडिटेट ऑन डूइंग दिस इज प्रैक्टिस हियर्स। उसके लिए भी वन हैज टू बी एट दैट लेवल। फोर्थ काइंड ऑफ हियरिंग इज हियरिंग स्पेसिफिकली द अष्टकालीय लीला एट फोल्ड पास टाइम्स। दिस इज स्पेसिफिकली फॉर दोज हु आर आइडियली एट द स्टेज ऑफ भाव और एटलीस्ट एट द स्टेज ऑफ रुचि और आसक्ति व्हेन the guru identifies that the person has gained that qualification. Ashtakaliya Leela Smaran. So this is not for everyone. So like this there are, in essence there are four different kinds of hearing which is according to one's qualification. This we saw. So then he says therefore when devotees hear these descriptions they must keep in mind their own qualification and not try to apply Rupa Goswami's instructions prematurely. Because Rupa Goswami in that 10th verse of NOI has mentioned, has indicated that one should do Ashtakaliya Leela Smaran. But wo kiske liye hai? Wo prematurely apply nahi kar sakte. Otherwise they will disqualify themselves from hearing such topics altogether. Prematurely सुनेंगे तो and this and if someone speaks this to other persons prematurely also then it will become the ninth offense if you have not created the okay and this is the problem with this Bhagavat Sapta where the speaker has no qualification hearer has no qualification speaker and hearer both have material motives and they directly go to Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada is often against it. So, Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu perfectly set the example for us to follow. What was the example? When Prabhupada was with the common men or mixed audience, he would generally speak about how God is a person or absolute truth is a personality. What is the difference between body and spirit? You are not this body, you are the soul, like that. And then, so his general rule was, whenever he was with a group of people, he would speak to the lowest common denominator, so that there is no indigestion in his part by hearing higher topics. That was Prabhupada's. But some Vaishnavas may disagree, telling that, "Arey, baki log to bore ho jayenge. Other people will get bored if they hear these preliminary topics." He says, "Acha, agar vaisa hai aapka understanding, to neither are you qualified to speak on such higher topics, nor are those people whom you think will get bored are qualified to hear such topics, because a person who is very highly qualified has the ability to connect everything to Krishna, so he will never get bored on even these foundational topics. He will be able to easily connect it with Krishna and gain relish. So aapka jo your line of thinking is faulty because you yourself are overestimating your qualification."
And if ye sunayenge to bore ho jayenge sir.
बेसिक टॉपिक सुनाएंगे तो बोर हो जाएंगे.
व्हिच
मींस दैट ही हिमसेल्फ इज नॉट क्वालिफाइड टू स्पीक ऑन दोस हायर टॉपिक्स, क्योंकि उनका उनका फाउंडेशन ही वीक है. बिकॉज अ क्वालिफाइड ऑडियंस व्हेन दे हियर फाउंडेशनल टॉपिक्स इट रीइंफोर्सेस देयर फेथ. बिकॉज हाँ, प्रेम करण ग्रुव वाज आल्सो मेंशनिंग द सेम पॉइंट. So the subject matter that is spoken, depending on the person who is speaking, his level of realization will have a very deep impact on the person who is hearing. Otherwise, why should Vidura ask Maitreya, Janasya Krishna Vimukasya Deva Dadharma Shilasya Sudukkitasya? सोहम नृणाम शुल्ल सुखा नहीं सुखाय कर्माणि करोति लोको नते सुखम सांपाण्य दुपारमंब विंदेत भूयस्तत एव दुःखम यदत्र युक्तम भगवान वदेन. वाई शुड ही आस्क सच क्वेश्चंस? डजंट ही नो द आंसर? सो देयरफॉर द सेम आंसर व्हेन हर्ड फ्रॉम अ रियलाइज्ड पर्सन और अ मोर रियलाइज्ड पर्सन हैज अ मच मोर डीपर इंपैक्ट. सो देयरफॉर पीपल हु आर qualified to hear, more qualified to hear higher katha, when they hear, you know, the basics from a very realized person, they can access that depth of realization that that person has. So therefore your understanding itself is a faulty understanding. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also set the right example. When he was with general audience, he would chant Hare Krishna. When he was with devotees, he would discuss Bhagavatam. When he was with Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramanandra, he would discuss Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. And Rupa Goswami has very nicely verbalized it in Bhaktirasamsindhu. Shrimad Bhagavata Arthanam Aswadaha Rasikaihi Saha Sajatiya Ashaye Snigde Sadhu Sangha Svatovare. Shrimad Bhagavata Artha, the essence of Shrimad Bhagavatam or the deep imports of Shrimad Bhagavatam, should be relished, aswado rasikai hisa, the association of very rasik devotees, or those who really appreciate the subject matter. And that person should be sajati ashe, like-minded, snigde, affectionate, sadhu sangha svatovare, and a devotee who is more elevated than oneself. That should be the this thing. So, thus, devotees fit to speak should present to mixed audiences topics suitable for everyone present. So, in a group, they have to orient themselves to address to the least qualified person. On the other hand, when speaking to a group of peers, one should select topics suited to that class of Vaishnava. For example, mixed Bhagavatam audience here, you cannot give a Brahmachari class there. Even a perceived gender discrimination remark, if it is there, will be taken very seriously. Especially in a modern ISKCON setup. GV is not a village setup. GV audience are all, you can say, more cosmopolitan than Chowpatty even. Because especially when Maharaj is here, so one has to be very, very sensitive. You cannot have any single point which can be derogatory or discriminatory, gender, race, culture. We can talk about Vedic culture, but we should not discriminate it with Western culture. We can discriminate it with demoniac non-Vedic culture. You see the point? So, or we can talk about Vaishnav culture and non-Vaishnav culture. Because not all Vedic things are Vaishnav. So, you should not sense, and that is not right also, because it's on the bodily platform. Vedic and Western is bodily. Vaishnav and non-Vaishnav is proper. It's on the level of soul, Jaiva Dharma. So therefore, it has to be very clear the way we want to present certain things. It has to be with sensitivity. So, so then he mentions that so ye jo issue hai that advanced devotees will get bored. He says a mother's love makes her baby son's crawling as enjoyable as when later as an adult he defends his doctoral thesis. Mother hai, so anything related to the child gives that mother genuine joy because she has genuine affection for the son. Mute me rakho na, silent mode me rakho. Maybe rakh deta. So, so therefore, one is underestimating a true advanced devotee. Atmavan manyate jagat. Mujhe main advance ho gaya, wohi galat hai first. And mujhe ye preliminary topics boring lagta hai. To ye bhi advance hai, to isko bhi boring lagega na. So this is, there are many false assumptions, presumptions that are there in this argument. Aapka khud ka evaluation is faulty and you are superimposing your level of advancement, which is very meager, to the other person's level of advancement. Similarly, an advanced devotee's love for Krishna makes anything the Lord says or does equally relishable. Therefore, advanced devotees should hear about Krishna's Vrindavan Leela but only in an association with, you know, at least of similar qualification or more qualified persons. Okay. So therefore, that said, it is equally important to note that advanced devotees do not unnecessarily hide Krishna's pastimes also. Preachers of Krishna consciousness movement should make introductory presentations of such topics for the public. Because this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mandate. You should know how to present it in such a way. But how do you know whether your presentation is valid or not? After hearing that presentation, if all the audience are convinced that the absolute truth is Krishna and Krishna is not one of us, he is transcendental, his dham is transcendental, his leelas are transcendental, therefore cannot be interpreted in a mundane way. If this conclusion, if you are able to generate in your audience, then even though you may speak Ras Leela, it is appropriate topic for them. You are presenting it in an appropriate way. Otherwise, even a simple pastime you are presenting in a very rustic way, maybe with background music and all that, but at the end of it, if people feel it is not able to generate a particular mood that Krishna is actually transcendental to material morality and material rules and regulations, and that his pastimes are completely transcendental, therefore cannot be understood in a material way. If you cannot generate this mood, then you should not be speaking that pastime. This means that preachers must disclose Krishna's pastimes in a different way to different people depending on their level of advancement. So, as Srila Prabhupada says, even a third class devotee who has no literary knowledge or no time to read Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita get the opportunity to hear about the pastimes of the Lord. In this way, their minds may always remain absorbed in the thought of the Lord. Okay? So, Srimad Bhagavatam was specifically written to address the spiritually impoverished people of this Kali Yuga. So therefore, Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Hyupatrita Soham Nanam Shulla Sukhaya Dukkam Mahat Gatana Viramaya Tasya Pravarteya Bhagavatam Puranam.
Mahabharata or Ramayana was
generally, the Smriti Shastra's main audience were, common people.
So, just बोलते हैं ना कि कलयुग के लोग ऐसे हैं।
हाँ, वो ऐसे बोलते हैं, but उसमें क्या महाभारत के बारे में तो शुद्ध ऐसे महाभारत और श्रीमद् भागवत में specific.
And even amongst them, महाभारत is specifically for स्त्री शूद्र द्विजबंधु नाम. For a more broader Kali Yuga audience, the Smriti Shastras are there. That does not make them inferior. It is just little more direct in its presentation. It is not very, Gumafira ke nahi hai. It is a more direct presentation, that's all, in that sense. One should avoid improper hearing of Krishna's pastimes as much as one should avoid offensive chanting. So then he says, then he mentions that how actually Krishna's pastimes can elevate even Kali Yuga audience who are Manda Sumanda Matayo. He explains this Narada Muni's instructions to Vyasadeva. Okay. So, where Vyasadeva, after writing both Vedanta Sutra for the high-tech audience and Mahabharata for the low-tech audience, he was not so satisfied or happy. And Narada Muni came and told, look, the Vedanta Sutra that you have written, very spiritually advanced people can read that Vedanta Sutra and come to the conclusion of pure devotion service and practice. Common people ke liye nahi hai. Baki ke liye Mahabharata, Karma Kanda, ye sab likha apne, but it will just inside their desire to enjoy more and more, and taking your words as the permission or sanction, they will engage in those activities. Rather, if you write pravartamanasya gunair anatmanas tato bhavan darshaya cheshtitam vibho, but if only you could write a literature which is filled with Krishna's pastimes, after hearing that, their desire to have some enjoyment will also be fulfilled, and it will also remove their material desires. So therefore, you write Bhagavatam like that. So therefore, even Krishna's Vyasadeva's instructions to Narada Muni's instructions to Vyasadeva is indicating that one need not unnecessarily hide these pastimes from others. So one need not elevate it to such a level that you cannot speak them at all. That is not the purpose. But you have to speak it in such a way that you gradually empower them with the requisite faith. Wo faith rehna chahiye. Faith ke saath, faith ke anusar, they have to get the message. So then he says that thus, by the mercy of an empowered acharya, even materialistic persons can take offenseless pleasure in hearing Krishna's dancing with the gopis and thus develop their faith in the Lord. This he is talking about Prabhupada's endeavor to write Krishna book. Where in writing Krishna book, he did not skip the Rasa Panchadhyay. He wrote it. But anyone who reads it will not come to a wrong conclusion. Because it is filled with so much explanations that the person actually can enjoy it at the same time can never see Krishna as a debauchee. And he says that there are three kinds of men: those who are liberated, those who are aspiring for liberation, and those who are materialistic. And he says that the greatness of Prabhupada's writing is that it can create, where does it write? So it creates, it intrigues the materialists. It elevates the sadhaka and it gives great transcendental bliss to the liberated person. So, actually when people used to read Prabhupada's Krishna book or Bhagavad Gita, a common materialist would get intrigued. What is this? Kya hai? And sadhakas would get solid nourishment and they would feel elevated. And Prabhupada himself would read his Krishna book and get transcendental ecstasy. So this is the role of an empowered acharya, to write it in such a way that it has an appeal for all. But there are very less, not that all acharyas did this. Our acharyas did write books which were aimed to particular audience. In the beginning of Harinam Chintamani only, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this book is only meant for those who have dedicated their lives for the process of chanting the holy name and have accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their soul. Harinam Chintamani beginning. See, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes. He says that this book is only for them. And at the same time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wrote books like Krishna Samhita, especially for the outsiders, where he writes things in such a way that those things which they cannot actually verify, like cosmology, but it is of this phenomenal world. Material world ke bare mein hai, par wo jo cosmological model jo explain kiya hai, unless they have a spiritual qualification, they cannot understand it. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what does he say? You can reject it. He says, reject it. But jo adhyatmik hai, jo aapka pratyaksha ke pare hai, usko accept karo. And that which is within your observation and which you are not able to make sense, you can reject it. So this is for outsiders, he says. So that at least, he should not lose faith in the in Bhagavatam as a text. So he divides it into vyavaharik and paramarthik. He says vyavaharik jo cheez hai, jo aapko, if you are not able to make sense, you reject it. But paramarthik to anyway aapka pratyaksh ke pare hai, usko accept karo. He says you accept it, apply it and see if it does not work, reject it. Okay, so like that. So, but our acharyas had written books, but Prabhupada's genius is whatever book he wrote, all these three kinds of people could read and get benefit. Whereas not all, like Abhi Ujjwal Neelamani and all, it is not for beginners at all. It is not even for middle people. It is for quite elevated people. I mean, Raganuga ka niche, koi bhi usko touch bhi nahi kar sakta hai. It is that kind of a book. Like that. So in other words, transcendental subject matters don't all taste the same. Abhi sub transcendental matter hai, par sub transcendental matter ka taste ekdam same nahi rehta hai. Because spiritual knowledge tastes sweet, knowledge of Krishna's potencies sweeter, and knowledge of devotional services sweeter still. Similarly, pastimes of Lord Narayana are sweet, pastimes of his Leelavatar are sweeter, and pastimes of Krishna is sweetest of all. Among Krishna's pastimes, his pastimes in Vrindavan are still sweeter, and those with the gopis are still nectarian. Ye sab, along with this nectar, 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 wo uska, uske hisab se qualification hai to usko hum realize kar paayenge. Vaikuntha janito vara madhupuri tatrapi go rasotsava vrindaranya mudara pani ramana tatrapi govardhanam Radha Kundamihapi Gokulapate Premamrita Plavana Kuryadasya Virajato Giritate Sevam Viveki Nakaha. So Rupa Goswami says in the 9th verse of Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita, he says, Vaikuntha Janito Vara Madhupuri. Greater than Vaikuntha is Mathura. Why? Janito, Krishna was born there. Tatrapi Rasotsavad Vrindaranyam. Vrindavan, the forests of Vrindavan are greater than Mathura because Krishna performed his various kinds of Rasleela in these 12 forests. Udara Pani Ramana Tatrapi Govardhanam. Greater than even the forests of Vrindavan is Govardhan because Krishna held it in his hand. Little finger for 7 days and 7 nights. And he performed various pastimes there. Radha Kunda Mihabi Gokulapate Premamrita Plavanat. And even greater than Govardhan Hill is Radha Kund because it overflows with Krishna's love for Radharani. Kuryadasya Virajato Giritate Sevam Viveki Nakaha. So who is that intelligent man who will refuse to serve the waters of Radha Kund? Even after understanding that it is the most sacred of all sacred places. Like that he says. So, ultimately Krishna's pastimes with Srimati Radharani are nectarian to the extreme. As devotees relish ever increasing ecstasy, their attachment to hearing about Krishna also increases. In this way, their devotional service develops in stages. Attentively hearing the talks of great devotees and rendering them service are the two main ingredients that nurture the taste of hearing. So, when can one develop taste for hearing? First, attentively hearing. Second, rendering service to those from whom you may hear or to those from whom you may feel inspired. Rendering service. So, Mahat Seva and Krishna Katha Pragayatam. Attentive hearing and attentive service. Vasudeva Katha Ruchi Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra. These two ingredients are embedded in ISKCON's daily program, in which devotees attend classes on scripture and serve the preaching mission. Devotees dedicated to Lord Chaitanya's mission render the greatest service to Rupa Goswami. Such devotees simultaneously develop an extraordinary taste for their service and a great affinity for hearing about Krishna. A question may be raised about the nature of this taste. Someone may ask, is the taste experienced by a mature devotee hearing the higher topics, is that taste the same as a person who is directly perceiving it and experiencing it? For example, is the taste mature devotees perceive while hearing about Krishna's pastimes the same as that of directly participating in them? The answer is yes. The best evidence in support of this conclusion is the way in which Lord Chaitanya fulfilled the purpose of his incarnation. Krishna appeared in a golden form because he wanted to taste the glory, potency and happiness of Srimati Radharani's love for him. He completely fulfilled this desire by continually chanting and hearing Krishna's name, qualities and pastimes. For instance, once he became overwhelmed when he perceived the taste of Krishna's lips in Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasad. After finishing those remnants, his hankering continued. This hankering was satisfied only when he glorified the taste, influence and appearance of Krishna's lips. Matlab, when he tasted, he was experiencing Krishna, Jagannathji's saliva in it. And then, it created such a hankering which was satisfied only when he started glorifying or hearing the glories of Krishna's lips. Which means, here is a person who is qualified to directly experience, and he was, that hankering which was created by direct perception was subdued when he heard. Which means, he says, hearing in the right way has the capacity to take us to the realm of direct perception. In this way, he showed that the taste of hearing and chanting about Krishna's glories is the same as experiencing those glories directly. Abhinnatva nama namino. Srila Prabhupada also confirmed this truth. You can get the same benefit by chanting Krishna's name as you get personally talking with Krishna. Like that, he says. By hearing the narration of Krishna's pastimes of the Lord, one contacts directly the personality of God. As Prahlad Maharaj offers his praise in the 5th canto. Hari Varsha. Prayers offered by the residents of Jambudvip. Yat Sanga Labdham Nijavirya Vaibhavam Tirtham Muhut Samsprashatam Imanasam Haratya Jonta Shrutibir Gatongajam Kovaina Seveta Mukunda Vikramam. So, he says, by associating with persons for whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead Mukunda is all in all, one can hear of his powerful activities and soon come to understand them. So, basically this verse talks about when you do the right things in the association of devotees, it can produce miraculous results. Yet Sangalabdham. So, in the association of Vaishnavas, what should you do? Nijavirya Vaibhavam. Discuss the glories of Krishna's pastimes, name, form, qualities, etc. And what is this discussion? Tirtham. It is a holy water. Muhuhu Samsprashatam. When very frequently drunk through the ears. Manasam Harati. Angajam. It steals away all residual material desires that are there in the heart. Who steals? Ajahat, the unborn Lord steals. How did he get inside? Shrutibir Antargato. Through the pastimes, he enters through the ears into the heart and steals away all material desires from the heart. Kovaina Seveta Mukunda Vikramu. Who is that intelligent person who would not be willing to hear Krishna Katha? Like that. And then he says that even though one does get purified by bathing in Ganga, but it takes a long time. What is that verse? Swardunyapavanu sevaya yatpada shuta sadhya punanti upasprishta swardunyapavanu sevaya anusevaya. By constant taking bath one may get purified, but satya punanti upasprishta, but just by coming in touch with a pure devotee and hearing from that person, one immediately gets purified. Therefore, who is the sane man who will not associate with devotees to quickly perfect his life? This is where we ended yesterday. Kavi Karanapur explains a wonderful phenomenon perceived by honest devotees in the course of hearing Krishna's pastimes. Kavi Karanapur, he has observed, when honest devotees come together and hear and discuss Krishna Katha, what happens to them? He says that the vicarious nature of the hearing process also enables devotees to encounter a taste higher than the taste for which they are qualified. The association of devotees, individually we may be qualified to experience a taste at this level, but when we come together in the association and hear Krishna Katha, we are given access to experience a taste for which we are not qualified also. This wonder, inaccessible to the offenders of the holy name mentioned earlier, is possible by the empowerment of the rasa itself. So this paragraph and the next are based on Alankara Kaustubha. Alankara Kaustubha bolke unhone ek book likha hai Kavi Karanapur. So in this he mentions that this is what happens when sincere devotees come together they hear Krishna's pastimes. The Kavi says that the original rasas reside in the associates of Krishna, whose pastimes later appear in drama, poetry and prose. Okay, the original rasa exists in the Nityasiddha devotees. Vasudev, Devaki, Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, the gopis, gopas. It is present in them and it manifests when the devotees write poetry and dramas like Lalita Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav, Krishna book, Anand Vrindavan Champu, Gopal Champu. When such drama is seen or poetry heard, the Lord's associates have already physically left this world and thus their rasas take shelter of the audience and speakers. So through these poetries and prose, that rasa which is present within the Nityasiddha devotees takes shelter of these poetry and prose, and even common devotees get access to that rasa. As devotees taste the depiction of a pastime, there is an extraordinary upsurge of rasa characteristic of elevated stages of Krishna consciousness. Kavi Karanapur calls this temporary upsurge Kavya Rasa or poetic taste, to distinguish it from Bhakti Rasa, direct taste. When very poetically presented, people, they may not actually experience the Bhakti Rasa, but they get what is called as a poetic taste. He says Kavya Rasa. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur also writes in his Godruma Chandra Bhajanopadesh, Jada Kavya Raso Nahi Kavya Rasa Kalipavana Gaura Raso Hi Rasa Alamanya Katadhyanu Shilanaya Bhaja Godruma Kanana Kunjabidu. He uses the same words, Kavya Rasa. Jada Kavya Raso Nahi Kavya Rasa Kalipavana Gaura Raso Hi Rasa. He says the Kavya Rasa that you may experience through hearing Jada Kavya, it's not substantial. But when you hear, if you have a taste for drama, if you have a taste for poetry, then hear the drama and hear the poetry and see the drama concerning Krishna's eternal associates or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eternal associates. So not that you will get a direct association of, not that you will experience bhakti rasa, but you will get something, a very substantial kavya rasa, he says. Neither of which should be confused with the taste offenders perceive, which is material or at best a semblance of taste. Ye jo aparadis, what they taste, this is not that. So this kavya rasa, which devotees experience, honest, sincere devotees experience in hearing Krishna Katha or watching a drama about Krishna, it may not be on the level of rasa as experienced by those at the stage of bhava or prema, but it is still very tangible because it is in connection with Krishna. So this is how he says that actually devotional poetry and devotional drama, he says it has a very solid potency of bridging jada rasa and bhakti rasa through the process of kavya rasa, he says. Drama. Drama is poetry.
Before we used to have, after the drama, there used to be meetings. That is what we stopped. So Maharaj used to say that if you really put your heart into that role, that personality descends into that person. So those who are acting, they felt, wow. That means I did that role. Oh my God, that personality descended in. So he could sense it, you know. These people are getting. But after the drama, that personality leaves.
Today, Braji used to read small children will do drama.
That's it.
Jagannath. Pudit Pawan Jagannath.
Yeah, but that dance is not for meant for brahmacharis. There is a Kathak class by Vamsa.
Kathak Vamsa. What other drama?
She is sincere with the devotee parents. So usually we don't perform the temple elderly. But they will, it's a cultural problem because a lot of
Western.
We want to show Indian culture to them. She will do that with them, two dramas.
Anand Muzan is there, right?
Huh?
Anand Muzan.
Good.
Anand Muzan.
Anand Muzan is there.
Eureka.
Just as a company of devotees is considered mature when their talks are saturated with topics of Krishna, hearing of Krishna is considered mature when such discussions are saturated with topics of his pastimes. So, mature association means where the talks are saturated with topics of Krishna. Anand Bazar. Because Anand Bazar is also like Krishna Bazar. Correct, yes, of course. According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when hearing does not include Krishna Leela, it is unsystematic and incomplete. Kramahina Shravana Dasha. So he talks about this in the Jayavadharma chapter 40. Of course, we didn't reach till there. But when the hearing process includes Krishna's pastimes and the hearers are addicted to discussing them, it is pure and complete. Okay, like that. How can hearing any topic about Krishna be considered incomplete? You may say. You are talking about Krishna, so how can it be incomplete? He says, every topic about Krishna is complete in its own right, but just as a staircase is incomplete without one of its steps, even though each step is in itself complete. Each step is complete, but each step is also a part of a staircase, no? So therefore, in that, if there is one step which is missing, then either you cannot move up, or it will be with at great inconvenience you will have to move up. So every topic about Krishna is complete in its own right, but just as a staircase is incomplete without one of its steps, even though each step is in itself complete, so the full range of topics about Krishna is incomplete without a discussion of his pastimes. When hearing lacks,
pastime is one topic.
Yeah, at least every discussion must have some discussion of Krishna's pastimes. When hearing lacks,
every discussion is Krishna's discussion. discussion about spiritual matters.
About spiritual matter. That's what, at least from this, it seems like that. He says, when hearing does not include Krishna Leela, which means one never hears about Krishna Leela in that point, in that sense. Not that a particular discussion, but if one does not hear about Krishna Leela, then that is, he says, it is Kramahina Shravana Dasha. But when the hearing process includes Krishna's pastimes, he says Krama Shuddha Shravana Dasha. And the hearers are addicted to discussing them. It is pure and complete. Every topic about Krishna is complete in its own right. Okay. When hearing lacks completeness in that way, it does not fully awaken relationship with Krishna. Which means it does not translate into rasa. To hear of Krishna's pastimes is to hear of all of his all sweet names, wonderful attributes, irresistible forms, charming abodes and eternal companions about everyone. Such systematic and regular hearing of Krishna's pastimes is the full expression of the hearing process, and because it includes all other topics, it is most complete. As explained already, hearing of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes is inseparable from hearing of Krishna's pastimes. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu most of the time engaged in hearing Krishna's pastimes. In his prayer, Shriman Mahaprabhu Ashtakaliya Leela Smarana Mangala Stotram, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur discloses the process of meditating on Lord Chaitanya's eightfold daily pastimes. How do you meditate on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Ashtakaliya Leela? He says, he concludes by declaring that meditating devotees should remember Lord Chaitanya's pastimes before they remember the pastimes of Shri Krishna. Bhavyam Bhavya Janena Gokula Vidor Leela Smrite Radhita. They should remember Chaitanya, just like you chant Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda before you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Similarly, one who is qualified to meditate on the Ashtakaliya Leela of Krishna should first meditate on the Ashtakaliya Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then gradually meditate on the Ashtakaliya Leela of Krishna. Without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, no one can understand Krishna. Therefore, just as devotees must worship the deity of Lord Chaitanya alongside the deities of Radha and Krishna, and just as they must study Lord Chaitanya's teachings to realize Krishna's instructions, so they must hear Lord Chaitanya's pastimes to qualify themselves to hear Krishna's pastimes. In short, devotees can contact Krishna only through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are threefold: chanting and dancing in ecstasy, as in Navadvip; preaching the path of pure devotion, as in South India and Puri; and tasting the confidential mellows of love, his later time in Puri. Srila Prabhupada placed no general restrictions on hearing any of these pastimes, and the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita states that Lord's pastimes are impervious to the distorted vision of materialists. So, when it comes to hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, one can hear without any qualification.
So, but we go to Gita, then Bhagavatam, and then Chaitanya Charitamrita.
That Prabhupada has mentioned in that way. Whereas Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that you should even understand Bhagavatam through by understanding Chaitanya Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says. Through the lens of Chaitanya Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, like that he says. But it's okay. Matlab, our Prabhupada has told first Bhagavad Gita.
Understand Bhagavatam through
because
CCN or CB.
Chaitanya Bhagavatam. If you want to understand Krishna, you have to go to CCN.
But Prabhupada ka Gita mein, Gita is Bhagavatam in the beginning only, he talks about the life and teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only. So and Prabhupada, if you are reading Prabhupada's books, Bhagavad Gita as it is, and Bhagavatam, Bhaktivedanta purports and everything, then you can follow Prabhupada's Krama, because Prabhupada has taken care of all the essential mood and mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings is already incorporated in his purports. So we can read Vikrama.
ये बोलते लेकिन सीसी पढ़ने के लिए किधर prohibition नहीं बोला?
Prohibition नहीं थी।
सीसी को रासलीला को बोला बहुत टाइम के don't read लेकिन सीसी को
सब कभी भी बोला नहीं।
Even initial lecture also in
Of course, upstarts who have no idea of devotional service can always dream up some kind of mischief. The Gauranagari Sahajiyas, for example, accept that Lord Chaitanya is non-different from Krishna, but they foolishly think that because Krishna consorted with other men's wives in Raja, Lord Chaitanya must have done the same in Navadvip. You see the distorted mentality. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different, is he non-different from Krishna? Yes. So what did Krishna do? He is quoted with other people's wife in Vrindavan. Is Navadvip non-different from Vrindavan? Yes. Is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu non-different from Krishna? Yes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must have also quoted with other people's wife in Navadvip. This is what they say. Srila Prabhupada comments, this is a mistake that is technically called rasabhas. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to enjoy as a devotee, one should not disturb him by addressing him as a Supreme Personality of God. The fact is that Lord Chaitanya's life was ideal from every point of view. He lived first as a faithful Grihastha Brahmana and then as a strict Vaishnava Sannyasi. His conduct in both his Varna and Ashramas always perfectly conformed with the scriptural injunctions and the highest standards expected of his position. Thus, honest devotees can confidently hear his pastimes without fear of misunderstanding them. However, because certain confidential parts of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are interwoven with accounts of Krishna's Vrajalila, dishonest persons sometimes misinterpret them. Because you cannot separate Chaitanya Lila from Vrajalila. So therefore, those parts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes which are interwoven with Krishna's Vrajalila gives a scope for dishonest people to misinterpret.
What is the example?
Like Antilila pastimes. Esoteric. Usme it gives them an opportunity to misinterpret.
That was just bhava, no?
Correct, but still, that's where Sahajiya saw the bhava and they started, copying that. Like that. They wanted to imitate that bhava.
Certain confidential parts of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are interwoven with accounts of Krishna's
Vrajalila. Because where he was discussing with Swarupa Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, these pastimes, they would chant from Billa Mangal Thakur's Krishna Karanamritam and Govindalilamrit. But, all these various Chandidas poetry and all that. So, they would, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would feel extremely, he would go into Mahabhav. And the Sahajiyas would similarly, they started their own Gopi Bhav club and started hearing about these things. And only immoral behavior followed.
We compare Ras Lila with Shiva Sankar. Isn't it? Like we said,
That is true.
What ecstatic kirtan they used to have. We said that it was
similar to. But here we are talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly hearing Krishna Leela, Vraja Leela. That was happening in Puri, na? The Antya Leela, the last 12 years or so of his life.
Yeah.
There is an account.
That's very clear that, he was in his, completely it was isolated. Only few people were there.
But the account is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We read Chaitanya Charitamrita through Prabhupada's purports. Mm-hmm. But those who read direct Chaitanya Charitamrita, they will read it and they can misinterpret it. And those who actually saw it, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hearing and swooning and doing all that, actually there were a group of people who actually saw it, and 4 or 5 of them, Panchasakis. Panchasakhi sect is there in Odisha. तो वो लोग उसको देखे एंड उनका बहुत बड़ा फॉलोइंग है. दे ट्राई टू एग्जैक्टली इमिटेट व्हाट चैतन्य महाप्रभु डिड.
हाउ डिवोटी शुड हियर और स्पीक ऑफ दीज पास टाइम्स विल नाउ बी फर्दर क्लैरिफाइड. The Lord relished the loving ecstasies of Srimati Radharani and the pastimes of Vrindavan with only a few of his confidential associates.
Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramanand Rai.
How then can beginners or casual readers hear or read of these topics?
Hum kaise sun sakte hain?
The answer to this question lies in the proper understanding of the process of incidental hearing.
Pehla type of hearing, krama mein.
Hearing about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes inevitably leads to hearing of his absorption in Krishna Leela, because the two naturally intermingle. Readers should hear and relish descriptions of Krishna's pastimes as they appear in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meditations.
But wo Chaitanya, you know, Anti Leela aane se pehle to hum properly Adi Leela, Madhya Leela sab sune honge na, usme sab wo the philosophical discussions, first 7-8 chapters of Adi Leela and all, wo sab khatam karke hi hum Anti Leela tak pahunchenge. Aur uske pehle to Bhagavatam padhe honge 12 cantos, uske pehle Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Bhagavad Gita, wo sab padh ke hi hum Chaitanya Charitamrit ka Anti Leela tak pahunchenge na.
Readers should hear and relish descriptions of Krishna's passing as they appear in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meditations. This is the principle of incidental hearing, which can be cultivated by adopting the mood of Lord Chaitanya's companions. Lord Chaitanya's associates consider themselves instruments in helping him taste Krishna's sweetness.
That was their assistance. How we can assist in helping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taste the sweetness of Krishna Leela?
They do not intrude into the Lord's mood or directly enter Krishna's pastime. They only assist. Rather, they always remain servants of his transcendental aspirations, leaving to Lord Chaitanya the arrangements for their own entrance into Krishna Leela. Readers who keep this reverential distance from Krishna's intimate pastimes may continue to read nectarian books such as Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
So, we may not be at that level of bhava and prema where we can participate in those pastimes. So, as long as when we are reading Chaitanya Leela and reading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's absorption in that Vraja Leela, as long as we see ourselves as assisting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his experience of those ecstasies, we are qualified. But if we are seeing ourselves in the role of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the direct experiencer of that prematurely, then we are not qualified. So, because he says that this was the mood of all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They all were assisting. You don't see when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is swooning in ecstasy, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami are not themselves swooning in ecstasy. They are just trying to protect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from getting hurt or from jumping into ocean. They are running behind him and stopping him and doing all that. So they are just assisting him in his experience of ecstatic emotions by participating in Krishna's pastimes or hearing Krishna's pastimes. So therefore, as long as we have that mood of assisting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his experience, then we can hear these Anti Leela pastimes in that mode.
Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur composed a song that depicts this reverential mood.
So he used to make the Gaudiya Math Brahmacharis take Mridanga Kartal, and they used to chant this song, these two lines, a refrain, and they used to go around Navadvip. Puri, where many of these Apasampradaya sects were there, they used to go around and then chant this mantra.
పూజల రాగపత గౌరవ భంగే మాతల మత్తల సాధుజన విషయ రంగే. ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ స్పాంటేనియస్ లవ్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ ఈస్ వర్షిపబుల్ టు అస్ అండ్ షుడ్ బి హెల్డ్ ఓవర్ హెడ్ యాజ్ అవర్ హైయెస్ట్ ఆస్పిరేషన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ డోంట్ ట్రై టు ఇమిటేట్. దిస్ ఇస్ అవర్ గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఆస్పిరేషన్. డోంట్ మేక్ ఇట్ సో చీప్. ది ఆథరైజ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య సరస్వత్ పరంపర. సో ఉస్మే హీ రైట్స్ పూజల రాగపట గౌరవ భంగే మాతల సాధుసన సాధుజన విషయ రంగే మత్తల. ఇస్మే కుచ్ తో ఐ థింక్ దర్ ఇస్ సమ్ మాతల. దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్సిడెంటల్ హియరింగ్ అలౌస్ రీడర్స్ టు హియర్ కృష్ణాస్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ అప్ టు హిస్ లవింగ్ ఎక్స్చేంజెస్ విత్ రాధారాణి. ఇన్సిడెంటల్ హియరింగ్ మే. ఇఫ్ హౌఎవర్ డివోటీస్ వాంట్ టు ఎంటర్ పర్పస్ఫుల్ స్టడీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణాస్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ యాజ్ దే ఆర్ టోల్డ్ ఇన్ బయోగ్రఫీస్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య దే మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ ద క్వాలిఫికేషన్ నీడెడ్ టు హియర్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణ డైరెక్ట్లీ. అవి ఇన్సిడెంటల్ హియరింగ్ సే అవి పర్పస్ఫుల్ హియరింగ్ మే ఆప్కో జానా హై దెన్ ఆప్కో క్వాలిఫికేషన్
చాహియే.
క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్ needed to hear about Krishna directly. Incidental hearing mein sun sakte hain. Sequence mein. By continuous hearing about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna, devotees advance to higher stages of Krishna consciousness until they are qualified to enter Krishna's pastimes. For realized devotees, the simultaneous cultivation of Gaura Bhakti and Krishna Bhakti, inconceivable as it may sound, results in the simultaneous blossoming of their sthayi bhavas in both Navadvip and Braja. So, when we are simultaneously developing our affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates and Krishna and his associates in our sadhana bhakti, it parallelly creates a sthayi bhava for us, one in Navadvip and one in Goloka Vrindavan. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur also elsewhere writes, where sincere practitioners of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have two bodies, like two expanded. They expand when they perfect. They have one position in Goloka Vrindavan and one position in Navadvip. Where they participate in both pastimes assisting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and pastimes assisting the gopis who are assisting Radha and Krishna. This is the special advantage followers of Lord Chaitanya have even over Krishna's eternal associates. What instructions did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers give on how devotees should hear directly of Krishna and what should they hear? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, what instructions did they give about hearing Krishna Katha? The remainder of this chapter summarizes some of those instructions. Krishna's variegated pastimes are sources of happiness for both practicing and perfect devotees. Sadhakas and Siddhas. These pastimes take place either within or outside Vrindavan. Krishna's pastimes. It can take place in Dwaraka, Mathura or Vrindavan. Krishna's expansion Vasudev enacts the pastimes in Mathura and Dwaraka, which are mixed with knowledge of Krishna's divinity, Aishwarya Jnana. Although these pastimes do not embody pure spontaneous love for Krishna, hearing them invokes the mood of separation, which helps cultivate spontaneous love. So, if we have not yet reached the stage of Raganuga, even hearing Mathura Leela or Dwaraka Leela is actually very, very favorable in creating that proper mood of separation, he says. And when one properly comes to the qualification of Raganuga, after that he can give up hearing from Dwaraka and Mathura pastimes. There are two kinds of pastimes in Vrindavan. Eternal pastimes, Nityalila, that unfold throughout the eight periods of the day, that is Ashtakadi Lila. And occasional pastimes, Naimittika Lila, such as his killing of demons. Naimittika Lila generally happens in Bauma Vrindavan. Nityalila happens in Goloka Vrindavan. The eternal pastimes take place both in Krishna's earthly realm and in Goloka Vrindavan. Nityalila is here, both here and there. The Naimittika Lila are more prominent in earthly realm. Hearing these two kinds of pastimes constitutes the aforementioned pure complete hearing process. Kramashuddha Shravana Dasha. Of course, this Shravana Dasha, Smarana Dasha, Varana Dasha, Apana Dasha and Sampati Dasha are at the stage of Raganuga Sadhana. Raganuga Sadhana. As should be obvious by now, hearing about these two kinds of pastimes should not be done indiscriminately. Hearing Krishna's Naimittika Leela is a means to purify the heart from the obstacles to ecstatic devotion. His killing his demons and all that. This actually removes various obstacles. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, pride that is born out of aristocracy, pride that is born out of high birth, pride that is born out of various things, wealth. So hearing these pastimes of Krishna killing Shakatasur, Krishna killing Trinavarta, Krishna killing Putana, the Damodar Leela, how he rescues Nalakuvera and Manigriva. So these, hearing these pastimes help overcome the obstacles.
I think this comes in purposeful hearing. This hearing Krishna.
This could be incidental also. This could be incidental also or purposeful. In his Shri Krishna Samhita, Thakur Bhaktivinod describes how the demons Krishna killed in Vrindavan represent 18 such obstacles. Devotees can destroy these obstacles to their devotion by hearing these pastimes, by endeavoring in their devotional practices and by serving in a way that earns Krishna's mercy. Krishna Samhita.
In 18 anarthas.
But there was a question asked here, Krishna said, how many demons has Krishna killed?
About 22, he says.
But then he said, there are millions and millions of demons.
But about 18 of them, Bhaktivinoda Thakur attributes, you know, in comparison to particular anarthas. In this way, devotees can destroy these obstacles to their devotion by hearing these pastimes, by endeavoring in their devotional practices and by serving in a way that earns Krishna's mercy. In this way, devotees clear the path to steady hearing of Krishna's eternal pastimes. So when that anartha nivritti happens by hearing,
Prabhu, urgent hai kya ki 10 minute mein call kar
In this way, devotees clear the path to steady hearing of Krishna's eternal pastimes. Once freed from bad habits, devotees who hear Krishna's playful pastimes with the gopas, gopis and cows aspire to follow in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan and their devotion quickly matures. Which means once they are free from bad habits or material anarthas, which means nishtha ka starpe, kam se kam. Agar o star mein, when they hear Krishna Leela, hearing Krishna Leela after anartha navritti actually generates a desire to creates an aspiration to follow in the footsteps of Vrajavasis. And once that lobha manifests, then once the process becomes very fast, progress becomes extremely fast. As devotees advance, their hearing of Krishna's pastimes develops in two stages. In the beginning, verses from revealed scriptures stimulate them to hear as well as to meditate on individual pastime. So, various verses from Srimad Bhagavatam stimulates them to hear on individual pastimes. Like those who heard, you know, Radhika Raman Prabhu's description of that Bali Maharaj's prayer. Naturally, you know, after that, immediately after the class, I had Tani class. So, I just told, so today we were discussing 5th canto. I told, today we will start Bali Maharaj's pastime. It was there, Hari Bol, because everyone was naturally inspired, you know, to, you know, of course we didn't do, we continued with the 5th canto only. But, so in the beginning, verses from revealed scriptures stimulate them to hear as well as meditate on individual pastimes, like Bali Maharaj pastime, like that. However, when they advance to the spiritual platform, matlab bhava aur prem ka star pe pahunchne ke baad, their specific relationship with Krishna inspires the process of realizing hearing and absorption, in which the Lord's eightfold daily pastimes unfold spontaneously. Ishte swarasaki raga paramavishtata bhavet tanmayi ya bhavet bhakti sa atra ragatmikodita. So, when they gradually start hearing, as devotees advance, their hearing of Krishna's pastimes develops in two stages. Beginning stage mein, when they hear, it may stimulate them to hear and meditate on individual pastimes. But when they reach the stage of bhava and prema, they develop spontaneous attraction to hearing the Ashtakali Leela of Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami likens the process as a whole to the Ganges river of Swarasiki realization, in which there are many lakes of mantropasana. Novices or beginners on the platform of mantropasana hear the verses that describe Krishna's spiritual form or his sports, and like swans gliding on a lake, they taste the wonderful lotuses growing there. Krishnot Kirtana Gana Nartana Kala Patojani Brajita Sat Bhaktavali Hamsa Chakra Madhupa Shrenim Viharaspadam Karna Kaladvani Vahatume Jihva Maruk Prangani Shri Chaitanya Dayanide Tavalasat Leela Sudaswarduni. So, Mantropasana means specific verses which inspire them to meditate on particular pastimes. And this is Swarasiki, very spontaneous attraction. This is at the level of bhava and prema. Novices on the platform of mantropasana, matlab mantropasana ka star, sorry, both elevated stage hai, wo mantropasana ka star pe jo beginners hai, they hear the verses that describe Krishna's spiritual form or sports, and like swans gliding on a lake, they taste the wonderful lotuses growing there. Like that. These verses become the object of meditation for such devotees who are in effect practitioners observing Krishna's pastimes. This is not at the stage of Vaidhi. Mantropasana is on the level of Raganuga Sadhana. So devotees. Purposeful, when it comes to particular level, so purposeful is not necessarily, one can do purposeful hearing at the level of, at a very advanced level also. One can do incidental hearing at a very advanced level also. Incidental hearing in itself is not necessarily a low level. Devotees advanced in hearing are like swans effortlessly gliding from one lake to another, caught up in the current of Krishna's pastimes, in which they are direct participants. Bhava aur prema ka starpe Krishna sakshat kritav yogya sadhaka parikit. They are qualified for directly participating in the pastimes of the Lord. So they naturally glide. This advanced stage of hearing is very elevated, difficult to achieve, and the treasure house of confidential topics of the unmanifest limb. So these two stages, initial stage of mantropasana is raganuga sadhana, and elevated stage of mantropasana is actually bhava and prema. It dono, we are not yet qualified for that. Jiva Goswami uses the following two verses, Brahma Samhita 5.29 and 30, to illustrate Swarasiki and Mantropasana hearing respectively. Oh, okay. Now I remember reading in Jiva Goswami's Brahma Samhita commentary. He was talking about Swarasiki and Mantropasana worship. Oh, thank you. Mujhe theek se samajh mein nahi aaya tha. Footnote mein Bhanuswami Maharaj had given some footnotes, but it was not very clear. I could not understand. Now it is becoming little more clear. Okay, so we will pause this here and continue this discussion tomorrow. We have about 17 slides left. So we'll start with this because it is becoming little more elevated. So we may not be able to continue to, you know, move very fast. And tomorrow is Wednesday, next day is Thursday. After that 4-5 days I am not there. So let's at least try to complete this 21st chapter at least by day after tomorrow. If tomorrow, if we are able to complete at least 10-12 slides, and then we'll be left with some slides for the last day. So tomorrow when we come, we will directly start from these last 2-3 slides jo humne cover kiya, mantropasana and swarasiki. Usme se we will start discussing.
Last slide says that Prabhupada selected for greeting the deities. Govinda Madhi.
Venam Konanta Maravinda Dalaya Daksha.
Brahma Samhita ka selected that.
Okay, so we'll pause here. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.